This is WQA Radio, the weekly podcast of the Water Quality Association, the leading voice of the residential, commercial, and industrial water treatment community. I'm your host, Wes Bleed.
I would highly recommend you develop a policy. Get with your IT, get with your CEO, anyone who in your company who's going to use it, develop a policy that works for you. And then watch those regulations as they develop, because literally daily things are changing.
That's Sue Gleason with Charger Water talking about ChatGPT and its impact on the water treatment industry. Welcome to the WQA Radio podcast, where we promote better water quality on behalf of the water treatment industry. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. We're glad you're here. If you've been with us before, welcome back. You can find our podcasts on most of popular podcast apps. We also feature our podcasts on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/@Water Quality Association videos. We'd love for you to subscribe to the program so that you never miss any upcoming shows. That's the magic of podcasting. Also consider leaving us a rating and review. We'd appreciate that. In this episode, we'll feature a segment from one of the more popular education sessions at the 2024 WQA Convention and Exposition in Orlando. It was all about AI and ChatGPT and how you can use it to market your water treatment business. We'll hear two of the presenters from that session, Sue Gleason, Marketing Director at Charger Water, and later Cody Sweet, Optimizer at Lamplight Digital Media. And now on to the Future Flow, exploring AI opportunities in marketing on WQA Radio.
You know that there are several different learning models that you can use. From everything, all the information that I have, ChatGPT is the leader. If any of you haven't started using yet, there's the URL. Jump in, start using it. I was on 3.5, or the free version, 3.0, 3.5, until about a month ago, and I decided to use the image creator, DALL-E. And so $20 a month, I upgraded to 4.0. I actually got rid of Adobe Stock because I wanted to submerge myself and really learn it. So that to me, this is the leader in the industry. Okay, so I'm gonna go over two things in this quick intro that I think are the most important things to know about AI. So prompting. Prompting to me is the holy grail. This is a machine. You're only going to get out of it what you put into it. And so I'm going to lead into a prompting that I heard from a guy that I follow. His name is Christopher Penn, and he's with Trust Insights. And if you're looking for someone who's a leader in the industry, in my opinion, follow him. He is up to date, always current. So here is one of his prompting strategies. And when I first heard this, it was an aha moment for me. Okay, I get it. So if I were to tell a chef I'm hungry, I would get food, but who knows what I would get. I would get burgers, I would get chili, I could get a hot dog. I'd get food, but it could be a variety of different things. You'll also notice that I've created all of the images in this first part with DALL-E, and I also put the prompt that I used, so you can kind of follow along to see how I got that image. Okay, so I've told the chef I'm hungry, I've got a random amount of food, so it's not really what I wanted. So now I'm gonna tell that chef, I'm hungry for a pizza. Okay, now I'm gonna get a pizza, but it might be a thick crust, it might be a thin crust, it might be pepperoni, it might have anchovies on it. I still haven't gotten exactly what I'm looking for. But if I tell a chef that I'm hungry for a thin crust, oven-roasted pizza with a cauliflower crust and a light sauce with Roma tomatoes and basil sprinkled on the top and a row of melted mozzarella, now that's exactly what I want. So to me, this is the example that you have to be specific in your prompting to get exactly what you want out of it. And the nice thing with chat is you can do just that, chat back and forth with this machine until you get what you want. So the next thing I'm going to talk about real quickly before I go into use cases, which I'm sure you're all here for, I think I would be remiss if I didn't talk about risks just on a very general level, because we all know everything's changing. It changes. I'm sure there's new information this morning that comes out. So I would highly recommend you develop a policy. Get with your IT, get with your CEO, anyone who in your company who's going to use it, develop a policy that works for you. And then watch those regulations as they develop, because literally daily things are changing. And so with that, I'm going to go right into case uses. I think Cody is going to give us some, hand you the clicker, and start us in with some marketing case uses.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to go over email and Facebook ads. I think it's important to start very simple when you start using AI. I also use ChatGPT at a very basic level. So why use AI when creating emails or Facebook ads? Saves time, and it can introduce you to concepts that you otherwise would have not thought about. So for me, writing ads and emails for water softeners for years, it gets a little boring. And so what I've really appreciated is coming up with new ideas, new words, new concepts, new ideas. And then it also can allow you, especially as a business owner and manager, to focus on more high-level tasks, just increasing overall productivity. And then it can help create high-quality content that is grammatically sound, and then just enhancing overall content. So this first example is just a basic email. The prompt is write an email for someone who wants their water tested. I've used this quite a few times just to get different ideas and just to kind of see what's out there, what I'm going to get. One of the first ones that I did, it was like a step-by-step of take your sample, send it in, we'll do this. So you may not get any information back from ChatGPT that's relevant to your business. So always make sure that it's, first of all, ethical, and then follows your business, of course. If you're looking for something more simple, it's just a subject line to try to get attention to somebody that maybe you can't reach, especially in marketing, if those go unanswered, it's really good to kind of get a little bit more creative with that. We do a lot of Facebook ads, and what I really appreciate about ChatGPT is that they share a bunch of emojis. I'm not one that uses emojis all the time, so having those show up is just kind of another way to think about things. The prompt here is write a Facebook ad for a water softener. So you'll see that there's ChatGPT knows what a water softener does. It knows the benefits in the home, on your beauty, skin, all of that. I don't love all of these, so as you're reading these, know that you never want to just take the content that you've received and put it directly into a Facebook ad or directly into an email. You want to customize it for your business and make sure that it's ethical, of course, and just follows, you know, your brand voice. This one's my favorite here. This is a template that you can use for multiple categories and subcategories. I actually logged into ChatGPT this morning, and this option was not available. So it's constantly changing. 2 weeks ago it was there, 2 weeks prior it was not. So some of you may or may not have seen this. But it's a template, so you can select the category, subcategory, any sort of template, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, a blog, all different options there. Tone of voice, which was really fun to kind of play with. I think there's like 15 plus there. Writing styles, and then you pick a topic. So the topic for this one was water softener. And I wanted 5 different posts, and I wanted to focus on people who were 30 plus years old and homeowners. And so after I sent this in and executed the template, I received 5 different Facebook post ideas. And the first one is about the lifestyle upgrade. Second one was about appliance savior, healthier home, then easy installation. And the last one was an offer alert. So this is 5 posts that I could schedule out on Facebook that will show up, you know, if I want to do it every 3 days, and then that last one would be an offer. So if someone sees that over the next week or two, then they would be, here's an offer, contact us, and you already know the benefits of it. So I kind of like that it shows an outline. Generally, when using ChatGPT, we do like to ask for an outline to kind of follow the sequence of what do we want the user to go through. What kind of journey do we want to send them on? And so with this template, I really liked that. Has anybody used this template before? Seen it available? Yeah. Okay, so some different tips for using AI other than what Sue already went over. You want to define clear objectives. Be very specific. When you open up ChatGPT or whatever program you're using, if you go in and you just want to play around, that's fine too. That's your objective. But try to be clear. You can definitely get sucked into it, spend a lot of time on it. The next one is understand the technology. Don't be afraid to test things out. Be careful about what you do share. Anything you share could be shared with the whole world, so be careful about that. But it's okay to play around with it. Start with small projects. Facebook ads, email, subject lines, those are all small projects. Focus on user experience and also your brand voice with that. You don't want to start sounding like AI. I was having a conversation earlier this week with somebody, and they're like, oh, I know when AI is being used, and I don't like it. I won't respond to the emails. I won't respond to them on social media. So know that if you do start using AI, people will notice, and so make sure that your own voice is also in it. Stay informed. AI is rapidly changing. So just like I mentioned with that template, it's that showing up. Dale's got some different changes in her slides as well, and we just put this together in the last couple of weeks. Protect sensitive information, anything that's proprietary to your business. You don't want to share that. You don't, maybe not even sharing any business name information. Of course, once you take the content that you're going to use, put it in your own words, into your email, then you can add your personal information there. Always, always, always fact check. Cannot say this enough. There are definitely a lot of inaccuracies, especially with water treatment. We want to make sure we're being ethical and that what we are sharing is accurate. Just this morning, I was asking ChatGPT to write an ad for iron and water, and it actually came back with the benefits of iron and water and how it makes you feel better. So that was not what I was looking for, but it was fun to see. So then I had to, ask it a few more questions. Already went over the content, customize, test new ideas. So especially if you are Facebook ads, you can set up a test to test different ads. Test one with AI versus what someone on your team has come up with. See what people like. It's always good to test. If you know anything about Lamplight Digital Media, we are always testing. We never just want to make any changes. We want to look at the data first to make sure that that's a good change to make. Use additional prompts. Like Sue was saying, keep chatting with AI and see what you can get out of it. And then I also encourage collaboration within your team. You can share a chat link. So if something fun comes up and you're like, hey, look at this, share it with your team. You never know what different things can be inspired based off of the communication with AI and then that collaboration with your team. And then the last one is specific messaging, just like my example about the iron water. So you want to use specific messages, specific prompts to get more relevant and effective messaging back, just like the iron water thing. You want to make sure you're asking about filtration or water softening, anything more specific, the better. And you're just going to save time with that too.
And that was a segment from a session at the 2024 WQA convention featuring Sue Gleason of Charger Water and Cody Sweet with Lamplight Digital Media. couple of points to reiterate: develop an AI policy for your company, and then keep an eye on the ever-changing nature of AI and how it's being regulated. At the same time, be willing to experiment, try some things out, see if they might work for you and your team. And finally, protect sensitive information. Be sure to fact-check also whatever ChatGPT finds for you and comes up with, because it may not necessarily suit your program or your voice, if you will. Now, our WQA tip: we have updated the WQA PFAS portal to reflect the new federal regulations announced in April. We have consumer handouts, guidance for talking with your customers, an updated chemistry article from the knowledge base, and much, much more. Another great benefit from WQA. And thanks for joining us for this episode of WQA Radio, the weekly podcast from the Water Quality Association. You can learn more about water and water treatment at our consumer website, betterwatertoday.org, and head over to WQA.org to learn more about WQA product certification, professional certification, and how you can become a member of the Water Quality Association. Until next time, this is Wes Bleed. Thanks for joining us on WQA Radio.